I'm Marcy Silman. You're with The Record here on KUOW. And as you've been hearing, we've launched this comprehensive exam of the economic recovery and its impact on the Puget Sound region, our series, The Big Reset. You can find it at kuow.org. As Liz mentioned earlier, the U.S. Census Bureau has come out with new numbers looking at poverty rates and wages across the U.S. in 2012. Our local numbers pretty well reflect what's happening around the country. The number of people who live in poverty has stagnated at around 15%. And wages have stayed around the same as well. And at first glance, it might seem like good news or maybe even non-news. Not much has changed between 2011 and 2012. But the census numbers reveal a larger picture of what's happening in the wake of the recession. People in low and middle income brackets aren't really experiencing any recovery. Jennifer Romick is here to explain why. She's director of the West Coast Poverty Center and an associate professor at the University of Washington School of Social Work. Hello, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first off, who is considered poor? How do you decide that?
Okay. Well, if I could do a first off here, thank you for being unwilling to accept that this is non-news.
Okay.
I appreciate your insight on that. So you asked about how poverty is measured. And the government uses a standard measurement where they look at income, what comes into a household, whether it's through earnings, pensions, child support, Social Security, or other government cash supports, and compares a household's total income to a poverty line. And in 2012, the poverty line for a single adult was $11,700. So if you make $11,800, you're not poor. If you make $11,600, you're poor. For a household with two adults and two children, the line was at $23,300.
Have they moved that line at all in the last decade?
They move it with inflation.
How much has it moved?
I think inflation last year was 1.1% or so. So it budges up. The line itself dates back to the 1960s and was based on the percentage of income that poor households used to spend on food. And a lot has changed since then, but the poverty line remains the same.
This new census report looked at poverty and wages around the country. And around the nation and here in Seattle, the median wage, which is higher than $11,000, really didn't move between 2011 and 2012. Is that, as I said, it's not any news, but is it bad news that that didn't happen?
I think it is bad news because our economy as a whole is moving in what people claim is an improving direction. So we're supposedly coming out of the recession, but the earner in the middle is not coming out of the recession. The earner in the middle, the non-bad news is that median income didn't fall. It had fallen for the last few years. So now it's stayed the same, but there's still no recovery.
I know that researchers that you work with have been zooming in on some of those poverty figures to really figure out where in the greater Seattle area we're seeing enclaves of lower income people. And what have you noticed? What have you found so far?
Not surprisingly, poverty's higher in Seattle than it is on the east side. It's higher in South County. So I think Auburn, I believe, has a poverty rate of 18% or so, where Seattle's is 13-14%.
And 21% in Everett? And do you have any idea why? No, not yet, but you will, huh? We were, as I mentioned, introducing you, we're working on this series called Big Reset and trying to figure out who's being reset and who's not. When you think overall the big picture, do you think low and middle income people here in the Puget Sound are getting to reset? And if not, why not?
I think the question is what's being reset? Is it economic well-being or is it expectations about how well you can do economically? Economic well-being is stagnant for at least 50% of households. I think one of the things that happened with this census numbers is we were able to look back 30 years to 1983, and nationally we're the same that we were 30 years ago. And I think there were some improvements in the middle, but we're back down. And I think there's, based on these numbers, there's not good reason to expect that trying to find work and working will lead to a better quality of life. And I think that's an unfortunate reset in the mindset.
So, Jennifer Romick, what you're saying is what we're resetting is our expectations and we're moving them lower.
Mm-hmm.
So when the White House says that the U.S. is recovering from the recession, how do you respond?
I think the White House has a little bit more nuance on that. You know, some numbers are going well. Nationally, unemployment is down. Nationally, the total size of the economy is growing. But these numbers clearly show that that growth and recovery is not being shared. It's not moving people out of poverty, and it's not improving well-being for the family in the middle.
So essentially, what we're going to see is a different kind of recovery than maybe mm-hmm. we've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's a very sobering kind of hit. That, as opposed to the future being an unburdened dream that we're all going to reach for, we have to really rethink what we can achieve mm-hmm. and what our kids can achieve.
Mm-hmm.
She's just nodding, looking sad. Jennifer Romick directs the West Coast Poverty Center. She's an associate professor in the University of Washington School of Social Work. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Marcy.
You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.